This is a mini. You don't get as much as our theme song.
I was wondering. I'll admit I have not listened to any of the posted ones, so I didn't know whether you were rolling it in or not.
No, I was going to, 2 seconds, maybe three.
Sure, mini.
Before we start talking.
They're in the title.
Yeah. This is 372 pages, quarantine mini. Michael J. Nelson here.
Connor Lestoka here. Evening edition.
Yeah, this is the extra edition. Mm. Newsies with their little hats on, calling out for the evening edition people.
Did they pronounce it with a E at the end of extra?
They did. They said extra.
Why?
I don't know. It's just to attract attention and get, I don't know. Coming in hot, man. Telling my charming stories of days gone by. And,
I see someone else pronouncing something wrong. I have to jump on it when I can.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Take the opportunity. Anyway, so any updates before we get to the meat of this mini?
No, went outside today, walked around the block for 20 minutes during the day. That had been the first time that wasn't a trip to the garbage can or to mail. I mailed moon people yesterday. So that was my trip out of the house.
So but you dusted off your hands of moon people, no more.
It's gone. Yeah, I think there actually might be cheese ball dust on the copy that went out the door.
Nice.
There definitely is on the Digital Fortress.
Right. All right, well, let's get to it because this is just a mini.
Yeah.
And our time is short here. You brought up something, and you've brought it up many times, so it's time to finally get to the bottom of this. It is a quirk that you are well known for by the other writers. I believe you are the sole possessor of the knowledge of this little bit of pop culture, and so I want to get to the bottom of it. Let's talk about ALF.
Sure.
Tell me, how often did you watch ALF? Were you an early fan? Do you have knowledge of, what are the years of ALF?
Yeah, I would assume that ALF probably ran from 87 to 90. That would be my guess there. I got an ALF stuffed animal for probably a second grade birthday party gift.
So pretty young for a
sitcom. But ALF was sort of like, I don't know what network it aired on, but it was of the caliber of your TGIF shows in terms of it being, there was a boy who would have been my age that was played by Benji Gregory, whose name was Brian on ALF, Brian Tanner. And you could see yourself in there. And so I think it was geared towards the younger kids.
Isn't it famously really weird, though, for us that it started off with it? I heard somebody else talking about it, I don't know, a couple months ago, about how bizarre the first episodes are.
Huh.
And how it was very different from what you would expect a sitcom to be. Of him, actually eating cats and everything. That was a real feature of it, right?
Sure, yeah. But he always wanted to eat Lucky, the family cat. I will admit fully that it is not like The Simpsons, where I go and rewatch some of the best episodes. If I'm feeling bored or once a year or something like that. But I remember specifics. There are weird things about it that I remember. I looked at this up within the past year to send to my family. There was a clip where Lynn, the teenage daughter, was dating a guy whose name was Lloyd, spelled the normal way, but he pronounced it Lloyd. And,
wow.
I may have sent this to you too, cause I tracked down the clip, but, I think the dad, Willie Tanner, was like, why does he pronounce it Lloyd? And ALF's response was, because he's a Lalox.
Which he's is a what?
He's a Lalox. It's objectively not funny, but it was something that, you saw as a second grader. The audience laughed after that. ALF said it, so it had to have been funny. And I remembered it for, 30 more years.
I confess on air, this is like a New Yorker cartoon where you go, I'm not sure I get that.
it's a made up word. I mean, just like if you were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not. There's nothing to it.
Calling him an ox with two L's.
Yeah. No, I think it's like, because he's a mamoron type of thing.
Wow. That is ALF taking some risks there.
But so, you know, and for a while it would have been impossible to rewatch ALF before you could probably have downloaded it on LimeWire or whatever in the early 2000s. So it was something that if you remembered it, it was like, you know, you I'm sure had tons of those where there was just that little code of reference and stuff. So if you remembered who Mrs. Achmonic was, it was just a fun thing to be able to drop into things. And I guess I never stopped doing it.
I can attest that you have not. No, that's true. That's true.
But I still have the ALF, that ALF doll. It's in the closet. And
Well.
No. that's here. There's probably pictures of that from college and stuff like that. But
how many moves has the ALF doll made it with you?
It probably came to college and then, you know, moved four times in college, back there, out to San Diego, and then here. So.
We know that it's, you know, crossed over the threshold of a marriage.
So. I mean, you will not be able to do this, but you should talk to Lauren about it sometime. It's a sticking point, thorn in the side, something that disgusts her, I believe would be her exact words.
It's pretty funny that you have kept an ALF doll. I think I've told you before that shortly after I got married, there was a discussion of, hey, you know that guy that you like that comes over and parks his bike in our hallway and then he sometimes hugs me a little too long and drinks a lot of our beer? And so he can't come over
anymore. Right, yes, that was the
okay, I get that.
This is why you agreed to marry me, right? So that he would stop being here?
And I just realized, oh, that's the thing. Yeah, okay, yeah, you have that privilege. But she has not yet done that with the ALF doll.
Well, you know, yeah, it's made it this long, so it'd be a. I think we've it's a triple understanding.
Triple between the doll and the doll. Is that what the third triangle on that is?
That's what I was referring to. Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, it's there was a comic, there was a cartoon that aired on Saturday mornings, you know, emphasizing its place as a thing for children. There was a TV movie or something, and I think that you met with the guy, right? Didn't you met with Fusco or had a phone call with him like 8 years ago? I remember you saying that and just being like, "Wow, cool!" Like, you know, my work is getting in front of someone who's was formative.
Yeah, I don't remember the call.
Yeah, but I think it was just one of those, like, you know, we should do something.
A meet and greet call. Oh, yeah. Now I remember it. Okay, yeah. I'm sure it's one of those that just went nowhere.
Right.
I love those.
But yeah, so I just saw a picture of a guy who was sort of doing a rereading of The Stand and posting stuff about it, and he posted that Max Wright, who was on Norm MacDonald's show. Norm, one of his good friends, played the dad on ALF, was one of the characters in the TV movie of The Stand.
So, oh. Okay.
Everything is circular.
Wow. All right. How was Norm MacDonald a friend?
I don't know.
He played the dad on ALF.
He posted something very heartfelt when he passed away. He was on, there was other shows Norm had that were like The Norm Show, and I think A Minute with Stan Hooper. I think he was on both of those, like, just playing, probably the boss who was irritated by his antics.
Gotcha.
That guy's funny. I mean, that guy, you know, that I'm positive, you know, that he probably played, you know, Titus Andronicus or something on Broadway, and then, you know, was playing the weary of ALF's antics guy for four consecutive years.
Hey, it's like we were just talking about with we just did the Star Wars, and Richard E. Grant is in it. He just kind of comes in and glowers wearing a black robe a couple times. You know, a very, very respected actor with a ton of pedigree behind him, probably has done, you know, every Shakespeare character known, you know. And there he is just kind of parading around. He didn't do much in that movie at all.
I'm sure that all those guys get together, yeah, and just like, you got, how much did you get? For all right, and that was what? 3 hours on set? Amazing. Like, well done. You gotta get me in touch with that guy. I got to do that next summer.
It must get down to, at a certain point, just like craft services too. Like, oh, it's so good, man.
Right.
There's like fresh Scottish locks there all the time. They replenish them and everything. Like, right. I'm doing it.
They're like people on Extras, that type of, that Ricky Gervais show.
Well, before we sign off, just give me the elevator pitch of what ALF is about. I guess I should have started with that, but I'm a terrible interviewer. So tell me, what is the plot?
So the alien crash lands in the backyard of a normal suburban family who, for whatever reason, take him in and feel obligated to hide him from the rest of society. And he is a fish out of water, and his antics both annoy and endear him to this typical suburban family, the Tanners.
So it's like it's Uncle Buck, only he's a puppet or something like that.
Oh, yeah. If you want it even shorter than that. Yeah, Perfect Strangers with a puppet. I guess that's the sort of thing.
And you do not, let me, final question, you do not own, and be honest, any DVD set or Blu-ray set?
I received ALF season one for Christmas one year, but that, you know, went by the wayside. I don't have a DVD player anymore.
And yet the doll travels with you.
Well,
your doll right now. Like, if I don't want you to do it. I'm just saying you would know where it is
now. Oh, it's quite accessible.
Oh, we're opening up windows on these quarantine minis that can they can never be closed.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, yeah. Fair enough.
There's now like probably 503 people who know about that.
All right, this has been a 372 pages quarantine mini. Be well, everyone. So long.